For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Supervision of outreach efforts. Paul told Timothy, "Do the work of an evangelist." So since the time of the early church, evangelism has been part of our pastoral job description. As those who serve in this role and as individuals committed to the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have a responsibility to reach out into today's world with the life-changing message given us. The Apostolic Faith Organization has undertaken many different approaches to outreach in its more than 100-year history. For example, many of our churches have held gospel services in jails and other correctional institutions and detention centers. In harbor cities, workers have visited the ships tied up at the docks and invited thousands of men into church services. Gospel teams of musicians, singers, and ministers have taken the gospel into hospitals, convalescent homes, and retirement centers. Music has been a very successful outreach tool in apostolic faith circles. Most of our churches have orchestras or smaller instrumental groups, as well as choirs, vocal ensembles, and soloists who provide music in each of the services. People love music, and music programs attract visitors. Outreach efforts among young people have also been a primary way of touching the neighborhoods around our apostolic faith churches. Sunday schools, Vacation Bible School, and youth camps have been instrumental in bringing many souls into the kingdom. Methods of evangelical outreach change from decade to decade and from region to region, but our commitment to reach the lost remains the same. Part of our pastoral role is supervising the outreach efforts of the local congregation where we serve. Our responsibility in this matter encompasses several aspects. Allocating resources. As pastors, we do our best to properly apportion our financial resources and available workers between sustaining the local church and advancing outreach endeavors. We do not ignore the fact that there are many needs to be met within the body of Christ. At the same time, we must balance those needs with the desire to fulfill the Great Commission in reaching out beyond ourselves. Teaching the congregation. We want to be sure that our congregations are aware that reaching out to the unsaved is a mandate for every Christian. By far, the best tool in terms of evangelistic outreach is the personal witness of individuals. For that reason, we should preach from time to time on the subject of soul winning, challenging our flock with the biblical mandate to share their faith. We will also want to keep our congregations informed about the various missionary and outreach efforts undertaken by our organization as a whole. Enlisting workers. As pastors, we have the responsibility of selecting and equipping individuals in our congregation to participate in the outreach efforts of our church. We must encourage our flocks to go out into the community and share their faith with everyone in their personal circles of influence. We should make it a point to lead by example and challenge others to do the same. Assessing efforts. From time to time, we will need to assess the existing outreach efforts of our church to determine if they are still effective and a wise investment of resources. We will also need to assess if the program needs modification or expansion to function more successfully. Holding meetings. As we consider options for outreach in our church, we should keep in mind that our primary outreach endeavor is holding gospel meetings. In most apostolic faith services, those who attend will hear that God offers salvation and deliverance from sin and empowers individuals to live victorious lives. Our services are not designed to be entertainment, but to deliver the message of this latter-rain gospel, and over the years, God has certainly blessed this approach. Impacting our communities. In addition to regular church services, we should be alert to possibilities for extending the gospel into our own communities. A veteran missionary in the apostolic faith work once said that vision is the ability to see the opportunities within our current circumstances. While we can learn by discussing with other apostolic faith pastors what has worked for them, and even by reviewing methods used by churches outside our organization, we should be aware that God has a perfect and individual plan for our church. God has not called us to be like other churches. We must search out what God would have us to do. Acquiring local insight. Matthew 11:1 tells us that Jesus departed to preach in their cities. He went to local neighborhoods, recognizing that there was a harvest to be gathered where he was. Insight about our locality may be gained by analyzing the community in which our church is located. Who lives in the area? In the United States, statistics regarding median income, number of children, racial mix, crime rate, social needs, etc. of a target area can be obtained at www.census.gov, and this information could suggest possible outreaches. Most importantly, we must pray. The availability of workers and the skills of our congregation will also factor into outreach decisions. Our evangelistic opportunities will not be the same as another church's, but every location has some attribute they can highlight. Supporting and encouraging. Finally, it is also our responsibility to support and encourage those in our congregations who are engaged in the evangelistic efforts of our church. Our people should be assured that they are a vital part of our outreach. We labor together in a great missionary field that is white unto harvest, and we are all missionaries in our corner of the great harvest field. When the 12 spies went out to explore the land of Canaan, 10 of them focused on the high-walled cities and the giants that inhabited the land. Only 2 voiced the assurance, "We are well able to overcome it." Let us purpose to be like the 2 who saw the challenges but focused instead on the God they served. We do face challenges, but we can take the land. As we follow the admonition in 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord," we can be assured with the Apostle Paul that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. God will bless our efforts. Counsel to ministers. When those in the church have seen God bless a particular outreach method in the past, they naturally have a strong bond to it. Change is necessary at times, but we should be aware that it can be threatening. When we implement a change in strategies or direction, our goal must be to help the ministry and workers feel affirmed about the past, objective about the present, and inspired about the future. We must keep in mind that results in spreading the gospel are not always immediately apparent. Often a person's journey to salvation is a process of the Holy Spirit striving with their souls. Paul pointed out, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." Our efforts may be part of the planting stage, and time must elapse before harvest. We must not be discouraged or assume our methods are not working just because we are not seeing immediate results. As pastors, we must be sure that we do not overload willing individuals to the detriment of their families.